We've got COVID. We've got an election. We've got another fantastic hour of Gatos and Chad.
Fantastic. And we've got two...
45 minutes.
Sorry, 45 minutes. It's true.
She's oh, that's right. I'm.
You are a news
that's
anchor.
That's math.
Hey, by the way,
45 minutes.
There you go.
Feels like an hour.
You got a new kitty this week, by the way.
I did.
Accuracy is everything.
Did you hear what he said? I got a new cat.
You did.
I got the cutest little cat. Yes! It was my birthday present.
Very nice. Happy birthday. What's the cat's name?
Agnes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. She went with something more modern in today's world.
You'll have to make sure you don't bring it in because I'm allergic to cats.
Are you really?
Oh,
you'd
yeah.
really be allergic to this one because it has lots of hair.
Makes it easy not
it's
to
cute
like
cat.
Cats. So what are we witnessing right now? We got Trump on one channel. We got Biden on the other.
We have debates going on.
They're not in the same room or the same city. All right. So let's explain to you what's happening. On NBC, you've got Trump holding a town. They're holding a town hall. So he's going to be asked questions by the moderator, the host, if you will, the audience. And then you've got Joe Biden. He's on ABC.
George Stephanopoulos.
Yep. So let's play some of this stuff. It's happening right now.
By the way, we're going to let you guys know this before you start yelling at us in the station.
Yeah.
ABC is our partner. So later on tonight, you're going to be able to hear Biden and this. Not because we don't like Trump. The reality is this came about yesterday, but ABC is our partner.
We have the rights to it.
So when people start yelling and saying you guys are in the bag for Biden, no, our partner and NBC doesn't have any partners here in the Valley at all. So
if Trump was on ABC,
we would have it.
We would hold that. All right. Let's see. Who's the moderator for NBC?
That lady.
I forgot her name. Do you remember her name?
No, I forgot her name.
From the morning show?
She's on today, right?
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
You say you don't know if you got a test on the day of the debate?
I have no problem. Again, the doctors do it. I don't ask them. I test all the time. And they.
Did you take a test, though, on the day of the debate?
You know, if you ask the doctor, they'll give you a perfect answer.
Yeah.
But they take a test, and I leave, and I go about
so
my business.
Did you take a test on the day of the debate, I guess, is the bottom line?
I probably did, and I took a test the day before, and I was always in great shape. And I was in great shape for the debate. And it was only after the debate, like a period of time after the debate, that I said, that's interesting. And they took a test and it tested positive.
So just to button it up, do you take a test every single day?
No, but I take a lot of tests.
Okay, and you don't know if you took a test the day of the debate?
Possibly I did, possibly I didn't. But, you know, the doctor is very accurate information. And it's not only that doctor, it's many doctors. The one thing, if you're president, you have a lot of doctors you're surrounded by. But I was in great shape for the debate. And sometime after the debate, I tested positive. That's when they decided to let's go.
I have no idea what he just said. You either did or you didn't or you don't remember. So I guess we move on from that.
He took a lot of tests is what he's saying.
Yeah. And I guess they wanted to know.
I'm sure he has taken far more tests than the average person.
There's no doubt. All right. Joe Biden on a vaccine. Let's see what he's saying.
Would you take it? And if you were to become president, would you mandate that everyone has to take it?
And that is a voter who is undecided asking Joe Biden that question.
Two things. Number one, President Trump talks about things that just aren't accurate about everything from vaccines. We're going to have one right away. It's going to happen and so on. The point is that if the body of scientists say that this is what is ready to be done, and it's been tested, they've gone through the three phases. Yes, I would take it. I'd encourage people to take it.
All right. So that's a little bit from Biden. Again, if you're just joining us, we've got Biden on ABC.
Tonight was supposed to be
the
night
debate.
Number two. It was supposed to be a town hall-like debate, and that didn't happen.
Right. We've got Biden on ABC. We've got Trump on NBC. Here's the interesting thing.
And nobody's on CBS.
Savannah Guthrie. Is doing an interview with Donald Trump, surrounded
an interrogation at times, it feels.
Well, that's fine. George Stephanopoulos did that to Trump. I'm sure he's doing it to Biden. So Savannah Guthrie is mostly, for the first 20 minutes, she has been doing just an interview. Now she's going to hand it off to a member of the audience to give a question. With Biden, it was pretty quick to
voters and
getting the question. Yeah.
And I hope this is a situation where they're a little bit more respectable and that both of them actually get people that are independent, undecided, because you found out, I don't know if you saw the Biden one, But people in there, they went through and looked at their tweets, and they've got F Trump, I hate Trump, Harris Biden, and then they're in there asking Trump questions, saying they're undecided. That feels like a bit of a setup, and I hope tonight it's more realistic. Great if you're going to grill him and ask him serious questions.
Wait. So where are you getting that?
Oh, that was everywhere.
Well, I don't know what everywhere is.
That was on CNN and stuff they were getting called out for some of the people in the Trump, that first town hall he did. Remember that when he was getting asked questions? And I think that was in Philadelphia. They were supposed to be undecided.
Okay.
This one tonight, I hope, is.
So that was in the first
one. That was in the first one. Okay. Remember the Biden one was like, hey.
The Biden one was.
Do you like Jill?
Was on CNN. It was Anderson Cooper. And the day that happened, we called out CNN and Anderson Cooper. It was a joke. They didn't softball Joe Biden. They put it on a tee.
Yeah.
We have time for one more. Let's get this one. Let's see. President Trump.
My question to you is, at this point in the pandemic, knowing what we know, shouldn't you have known better? Shouldn't the White House know better than to hold an event like that?
Well, they do a lot of testing in the White House. They test everybody, including me, but they test everybody. And something happened. But as far as the mask is concerned, I'm good with masks. I'm okay with masks. I tell people wear masks. But just the other day, they came out with a statement that 85% of the people that wear masks catch it. So, you know,
they didn't say that. I know that study. That's
what I heard, and that's what I saw.
That's what I heard. That's what I saw. But I don't read it. I just hear it, and then I repeat it. And usually it's misinformation. And if you look at misinformation with the president and COVID, what was it, Cornell University or was it Harvard?
Yeah.
They did a study. The number one place to get misinformation about COVID is Trump. And folks, that's why he's losing this election.
I don't even think it's – I think he just says sees something that favors him and he runs with it. And I think
– well, that's not very respectable.
That's disinformation is different. You're lying about something. Look, I bet a lot of people that have caught COVID, because I've heard it from people say, look, I wear my mask and I've got it. But the reality is buyers are liars, meaning I bet every one of them said, oh, I was wearing a mask and I was doing the right thing. Nobody said. I was throwing caution into the wind and running straight at COVID.
Yeah, I know. You know what? A lot of people, let's say we wear a mask out. We go here, we wear a mask. We go there, we wear a mask. But what if you're at home and you have a couple people over and you do separate, but you're not wearing a mask in the backyard for five people?
It's the calculated risk in life.
Exactly.
The reality is, and you're never going to know who you got it from unless you only deal with one or two people and they get it.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, let's keep going. We've got Trump on NBC. We've got Biden on ABC. It's supposed to be debate night, but that didn't happen. Separate town halls in separate cities. We're getting some news that it's getting a little feisty.
I like it.
So we're going to play you some of that audio next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Tell you what.
Yes.
One of them seems to be getting terse. The other one seems to be just kind of, hey, we're all friends here.
I think you're right. We're monitoring NBC, Trump's town hall with Savannah Guthrie. We are monitoring ABC, George Stephanopoulos, and Joe Biden's town hall. It's always going to be more
combative
with Trump.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he's the current president and because he is who he is. So let's play a little bit of this stuff. Savannah, by the way, I'm trying to, and I know you are too, trying to hear from, you know, we're listening to both things and both town halls. I'm getting a lot more out of this than that ridiculous debate that we had to watch.
I would like to see a half an hour of each of them in a town hall situation or 45 minutes and then a 30 or 40 minute debate.
Yeah.
Right. So they have a break in between.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
All right. Here is Trump and Savannah Guthrie on masks.
All of your public health officials, your administration, they're in unison about this.
No.
They're all in unison about it. The University of Washington, which is they have a model that your coronavirus task force relies on, says that if everyone wore a mask, you could cut expected deaths in half.
And then 60,000 lives. Disagree?
Well, what does that
Scott
mean?
Scott Atkins, if you look at Scott, Dr. Scott, he's from great guy, Stanford. He will tell you
he's
that
he's not
he
an infectious disease
you.
Expert.
Oh, I don't know. Look, he's an expert. He's one of the great experts of the world.
But I don't get it because you have so much power and influence as president.
I'm
you could go
it.
To your, you could require
way,
it at your rallies and you could
said,
say, everyone put on a mask right now. And the University of Washington says
Savannah,
you could save
University
lives.
University of Washington, and you have other places say different things. You have a lot. Hey, Dr. Fauci said, don't wear a mask, right?
At first, but then everybody agreed.
Well, I don't know that he changed his mind. But then you have a report coming out 2 days ago that 85% of the people wearing masks.
I looked at that report. It's not about mask wearing. It was neutral
Savannah,
on the question
Savannah,
of masks.
We're on the same side. I say wear the mask. I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I have no problem. We're on the same side.
No, you're not. You're not on the same side. You poo-pooed the mask since day one. You're not on the same side.
By the way, she's on no Republican side. Just know that. And she's definitely nowhere near your side.
I don't care about her. I only care what he says. Like, she can ask the questions. That's fine. But I don't care. I don't care who asks the questions. But when he says he's on the same side of everybody, that's complete garbage. I mean, he's just lying. He doesn't mean it. Nobody wears a mask around the president. Nobody has worn a mask around the president. When you're in the White House, it is frowned upon to wear a mask. At all these events, most people don't wear a mask. It's up to them. I don't care. But, you know, he's not for
masks. You know
masks.
Who wear a mask, apparently? Chris Christie.
He will
who,
now.
By the way, he will now. Well, I guess there's no real reason for
it. I'm glad you brought that up.
Because, yeah, he came out and said how bad they did, how cavalier they were.
But aren't you glad somebody did that?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though.
I've always liked Chris Christie. I think he's a pretty decent guy.
He was supposed to be Trump before Trump. The whole idea when Trump got into this is, I'm going to do this for a little while. Then eventually, I'll throw my support behind Chris because he and Chris were such good friends.
And he just
he didn't.
Yeah, but when Chris Christie gets, the former governor of New Jersey gets COVID, is in intensive care for weeks, for days, yeah. Not weeks.
7 days.
And then he comes out and he goes, I made a mistake. Man, that's somebody learning something.
He should have known anyways, though. Come on,
Trump,
let's be real.
Trump can't learn a lesson.
No.
What he does is he goes back to the White House, has a photo op, and rips the mask off his face. Don't sit here and tell me that this guy is for masks because he's not. And it's part of the reason he's losing the election.
I think he's
chat.
Fine with masks as long as it's not him.
Then fine.
That's
fine.
And that should be, you know what? He should have come out and said, look, and he said that at the beginning. Look, I don't like to wear them.
Nobody likes to wear them.
So this is just the way it is.
I think Savannah Guthrie made a good point, though. If he had come out, and I've said this before, too, if he had come out and said, hey, listen, I need you guys to wear this thing, his supporters would do it. They would totally do it. And it would make it better. It would make things better. He never did it. He never will. And, you know, now we're looking at. What?
I think 20% they turn on him.
Now we're looking at how many people are going to the polls and waiting in line for 7 hours to vote against the guy.
We're almost 20. No, not 7 hours. 11 hours now. We're almost 20. Almost 20 million people have voted already.
And they're waiting in line and they're not voting for Trump.
It's
just the way it is.
That's
I mean,
the
tell me that's not a fact.
Look, there's no doubt in my mind that those people – look, on the night, will that change?
Yes.
That's a big thing. Let's just remember that. On the night, will it change? Yes, absolutely, 100%. But will it change enough that it puts him in a position to hold on to the presidency for another 4 years? I asked somebody today who – somebody was hammering you and I about why do you guys talk about the fact that 70% of the people have already voted for Biden and all this stuff. That's discouraging. And I said, if you had to bet your paycheck right now, who would you bet for? And they go, Biden. I said, well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Giving you poll numbers is not Trump bashing. It's giving you poll numbers. Sorry that your guy isn't doing well. I'm an independent. I don't like the Republicans or the Democrats. Sometimes I can't stand Trump. Sometimes I really like the guy. But
this is all about him as a person and a human being. Nothing to do with the stuff that's gone on. I can point to a lot of things. The tax cuts, especially on the corporate side, were fantastic. I like the fact that he went after the border and tried to secure it. I didn't like some of the stuff that happened there. I love the fact Israel, he moved our embassy that they'd promised for years. He's pulling us out of wars.
Yes, and yes, I'm with you.
And those things to me are fantastic.
What's the but?
But he is.
But are you tired of the show?
And you know what? I've got to be honest. If we may be tired with the show, even without COVID, at the rate that this thing has gone.
Maybe.
That might be the reality. We may have just grown so tired of the show that people will have said, I don't know if I want to see this again.
If he loses the election, he has to look at himself in the mirror and say, I blew it.
Yeah. He didn't expand the base. We were talking to Broomhead earlier. Right. What he said. His fault for not expanding the base. You're preaching to the choir. That's not going to get you more people. That's going to get you the same people, and they were already there for you. All right, coming up, we got more of it. We got town halls going on. Should be a debate, but it's a town hall. Both of them on stage, Biden and Trump simultaneously. So get us a chat show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
All right, it's not debate night, but we got two town halls.
Is it date night? Oh.
Trump town hall on NBC, Biden town hall on ABC. We will play the Biden ABC debate at 7. Because we're an ABC radio affiliate.
So don't be mad at us.
It's not like we're picking Biden over Trump. It is because we are partners with ABC, and that's where Biden is. If Trump was on ABC, you'd be hearing from Trump. So we got a couple minutes left in the show. Let's play this clip from the president. He and Savannah Guthrie go back and forth about Nancy Pelosi, the stimulus package. Here it is.
You are the big deal maker. How come this is so? You yourself have changed positions.
Did you ever hear of a word called negotiation? We're negotiating, okay?
But people's lives are hanging in the balance.
And you know who I'm negotiating against? Nancy Pelosi, because she doesn't want to give the money. We should have stimulus. This was not our people's fault. This was China's fault. And she's penalizing our people. I'm ready to sign a big, beautiful stimulus. You saw the other day, I said, go big or go home, right?
That's what
I want it
about.
To be big. I want it to be bold. I want the money to go to directly to the
people. Republicans with you, they're going to go big?
They'll
for
go.
A big
yeah,
old
they'll
number?
Go. They'll go. They're going to be
okay,
very
okay, so far they have not
I
said
know,
they
because
would.
I haven't asked them to because I can't get through Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
If Nancy Pelosi and I, through my representatives or directly, I don't care, if we agree to something, the Republicans will agree to it.
And let me tell you something. After listening to Nancy with Wolf the other day, I'm going to hold him. He's fine with that because the way she acted towards Wolf and how this is the political game that she's playing, I got no problems with that.
The problem I have is that they both don't want to even speak to each other.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They haven't spoken. Has it been a year?
No, it's not been a year, but it's been a while. Been a while, that's for sure.
Well,
that's
if you have Americans that are hurting out there, one of the two has to be the bigger person. And has to pick the phone.
I think he would take her call. I don't think she'd take his call.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, we can bust Trump's chops all day, but the way that she went after Wolf,
she's impossible.
She is as bad as she says he is.
Yeah,
she is as bad. Look, as bad as Trump is for a lot of the stuff we talked earlier, I love some of the stuff he's done, and we pointed it all out. Those are real things. That's action. Mm. And words are angering a lot of people. But I will tell you one thing. Much like Biden and everything else, some of these people have been in D.C. forever and a day, and now's the time they're going to solve your problem because they know what the person – we know what the actual person's all about. Settle down, Nancy.
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get a deal together. I really don't. There's a lot going on in D.C. You've got the election. You've got the Supreme Court justice nominee. You've got a stimulus package that hangs in the balance. And I'm not sure anyone really cares to get that done on either side. All right.
Not yet.
We'll talk more about these town halls tomorrow. Becky Lynn has Arizona's evening news. And then at 7, we're going to air the Biden town hall because it's on ABC and we're an ABC affiliate. I'll see you tomorrow, Super Best Friend.
See you tomorrow, Super Best Friend. We'll be right back.